USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
It should be noted it's not official yet, but President Biden has selected D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson as his nominee to succeed retiring Justice Stephen Breyer, making history by picking a black woman for the Supreme Court of the United States.
When you become a judge, you take an oath to look only at the law in deciding your cases, that you set aside your personal views about the circumstances, the defendants, or anything else.
Two sources familiar with the Biden nomination process told Politico Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will be his selection. Ukrainian President Zelensky posted on social media that he was not afraid to engage in talks with Russia if it could halt the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Now, the Kremlin announced Friday Russian President Vladimir Putin is prepared to send a delegation to negotiate with Ukrainian officials over Ukraine's neutral status. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Three Minneapolis police officers were found guilty of violating the civil rights of George Floyd.
Three former Minneapolis police officers involved in the police killing of George Floyd were found guilty of violating his civil rights by a federal jury. Two Tau, J. Alexander Kung, and Thomas Lane were found guilty of depriving Floyd of his civil rights by not attending to his medical needs as former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin knelt on Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes in the May 25th, 2020 killing. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Russia's violence against Ukraine has triggered sanctions against the country from Western leaders, but ejecting Russia from the Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications, or SWIFT, network could cripple Russia's economy. But on Thursday, the United States and the European Union opted not to cut Russia off from SWIFT at this time. Thanks for listening, and a happy TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As the Russian war against its neighbor continues, Lviv, Ukraine resident and media spokesperson for Lviv, Melania Podolyak on Fox News, gives her account.
The last 24 hours have been extremely difficult, and that has actually nothing to do with being here on the ground. Everything is relatively okay here, except for the air raid sirens that we heard every morning, but we are prepared. People know what to do, so it's fine. We have run into more issues concerning supplying our military and whatnot. I am currently helping fundraising for Ukrainian military, and we've run into an issue of Patreon blocking one of the pages, one of our biggest military funds charity that we have all been collecting money for. So that was a problem. Then also an issue of radioactive dust being risen by the military. Equipment in the region has been quite stressful around here even, but we're, again, staying calm and hoping for the best. People are collected. People are relatively calm. Yes, there are lines to ATMs and banks, and that is completely justified. However, there is produce in the stores, so we are getting prepared, basically.
President Biden on Thursday levied more economic and technology sanctions against Russia's invasion of Ukraine, ordering the deployment of thousands of additional troops to NATO allied Germany, and declaring that America will stand up to Russia's Vladimir Putin. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.